Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
You're with Danae, one of the Joy's Chicks Talking Footy teams, and coming up in this hour, we're going to be chatting with Matt Finnis. But firstly, I want to introduce my co-host, Shelley Ware. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so happy to be here.
This is great, and I'm really grateful that you can.
Thank you.
You're part of the Marnbrook Football Show on a regular weekly basis and have been for a long time. And we love your work.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention that I saw Marnbrook, the documentary during the week, replayed on SBS.
Yeah.
And it was 20 years old. It was fantastic to see all those footballers talking about what was really important to them at the time. 1996, some things had changed.
A lot.
My favourite moment was that Michael Long was pushing a pram and his baby son, Jake, was in that pram.
And have a look at him now. It's a wonderful, wonderful time for their family this weekend. So I know them personally, know them quite well, and they're just over the moon. They're all flying in to and make sure that they're all here for this special moment. It's great when you see little kids growing up and living the dream that they wanted to, and sharing in their father's dream too. So it's very special.
A lot can happen in 20 years.
Mm.
Some of the issues faced by AFL Indigenous players are in better shape than they were 20 years ago.
Absolutely. And the men that you talked about being on that show, you know, they changed and forged forward so that the boys today can be comfortable and safe and go to their workplace, which we know as the MCG and Etihad and all the grounds around Australia, and feel safe and play their game and do their job.
One of those footballers in, there was Gilbert McAdam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. He was a Lion.
Yep.
And Nicky Winmar.
Yeah.
And Nicky Winmar was a Saint.
Yep.
And now we have the CEO of St Kilda Football Club, Matt Finnis, who's come to join us. You've been a prime mover in making this inaugural AFL Pride game happen.
It's a really proud moment to be here tonight. It's been really inspiring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for being here. How important was it for your time in the CEO role at the AFL and the Players Association and informing you about the contemporary issues for footballers and supporters?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt when I was at the Players Association, I felt that it was our, you know, there are gay footballers and it was our job to make sure that they knew that their association was on their side and was intent on creating a game where, you know, they do feel welcome. And so that was where I guess I kind of first opened my eyes, and then it was when I met Jason, and then when Brock McLean and Dan Jackson and we went and marched at Pride for the first time, for me, that was the moment when I realised what such small symbolic gestures, such as just marching down the street, would mean to the GLBTQI community. And from there, you know, the Pride game, the Pride Cup at Yarra Glen, you know, started, and we've really just sought to grow that. And tonight we put, you know, the spirit of the Pride Cup on a national stage, and
Absolutely. We're
just thrilled to be able to do it, really.
Mm. Did you get full-hearted support from the rest of St Kilda Football Club?
Yeah, look, we haven't, but the reason that this hasn't happened, you know, 2 years ago or 1 year is because we needed to make sure that we were bringing people on the journey with us. You know, for some people it's a natural thing to do, for others they're saying, well, why? I don't understand. So that's why it's been through the power of storytelling and sharing Jason's story and those of other young men. And this week, most powerfully, we'd saved up the story of Nicky and Tyne and Winmar. And because we think it's through that storytelling that we can open people's eyes, promote awareness, and from awareness, you know, you can build understanding and hopefully start to change attitudes as well.
Yeah, and everyone just being here tonight, it's part of that change. You know, my son, when I told him that I was coming in here tonight, he whispered very softly, but people don't want to talk about it. Like, and he was very upset. And I thought, well, you're 9 years old and you already know that that is how the community is. Because in our home, we've talked about it. It's never been an issue. I think Neighbours introduced the whole concept when he was four. Two boys were having a kiss and he said, oh, what's going on? We talked about it. And then it was a non-issue ever again. But for him to say that, I thought, this is so important, because I said to him, we're going to be talking and it's going to make everyone talk about it and have these conversations. So it's really sad to hear that not everybody has been on board, and I believe that some people have been leaving homophobic flyers on the cars. How have you, as a club, reacted to this backlash?
Oh, look, it's incredibly disappointing. You do need to count to ten.
Yeah. I've done that a few times in my life, you know.
Because you have a natural reaction to that. But, you know, I guess for us and the emails or the letters you get, or, you know, the naysayers, there's other words to describe them, but let's call them the naysayers.
Nice way.
We've thought, no, what we'll do is we will break that down through the stories that we're going to share. And what I've been really pleased about is that that noise hasn't been as much as I thought it might have been this week, which is terrific.
And look at everybody here today. The noise is very clear that there's everyone supporting
and
love.
And to see, you know, we've sold out of the Rainbow Stars.
I know, I said to Michelle Klein from the AFL, I said, you better get me one before I get today. And she came through.
I think there's a few beanies left when I came in here. But
wonderful.
So, you know, that's just terrific.
Yeah. I can say I live in the St Kilda area, so I can proudly wear the St Kilda beanie. It's a little challenging because I wear it for Fremantle, but, but I might just put a little anchor next to it.
I had to have one. Had to have one.
Well, they are super warm, and they're going to be such an effective... it's going to be great.
Now, how has the club actually educated the coaches and the players about tonight's game?
Yeah, look, that's, again, it's been through introducing... people, you know, so whether it's Brett Sterling, who's, you might have already spoken to, has started up the Saints Pride, is one of our long-time supporters, you know, Russell Green, who was a past player, you know, whose son Brent is gay but didn't feel comfortable with football, and now Brent's, you know, and so Stephen has a story to tell, and Nicky Winmar and Jason Ball. And what's happened, what's been terrific, is that we've had these relationships which have started to build. So whether that's a relationship between Jason Ball and Sam Gilbert, who's out playing there tonight, or whether it's Dean DeMunk, the coach of Yarra Glen, and Alan Richardson, our coach. And it's through relationships that you start to, you know, to build this sense of normality and this and the depth and the genuineness of the conversation. So,
Well, Alan Richardson, he's an absolute beautiful man. He's one of my favourite human beings in the whole entire world.
Big
call. He is a really good man, and I can imagine he would have been behind this 100%. Just a good soul the whole way through.
I so love to hear that. Mm. Matt Pinnis, CEO of St Kilda Football Club, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much to Joy FM for your support. Mm-hmm. You know, starting at the grassroots of the Community Cup and then, you know, being here tonight is just terrific. So thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.